A warming center that provides food, shelter and shower facilities to serve the city's homeless population adjacent to the Moccasin Flats encampment is now providing 24/7 service. Shelter operator AWAC, Association Advocating for Women and Community, pooled its funding sources with BC Housing and the nonprofit Connective to reopen the warming center on Tuesday. It had 10 overnight guests on opening day Tuesday and on Wednesday, with bitter blustery cold arriving in the city, 40 people camped overnight in the 1,500-square-foot facility. That's one person for every degree of cold it got last night, quipped one man who slept in the shelter. Originally established last summer by UNDU, Uniting Northern Drug Users, the warming center space was leased month to month. Now the funding is in place to offer something more permanent, where healthcare professionals will have safe access to clients. Executive Director Connie Abe said AWAC secured funding from the Prince George Nechako Aboriginal Employment and Training Association, PGNAETA, enough to hire two support workers every shift to keep the wellness warming center operating 8 hours each day. When BC Housing and Connective came on board, that topped up funding to hire three staff to keep it open all day. "It was all hands on deck to get up and running," said Abe. "Originally we were only going to be open 12 hours to start. But we took a look at the forecast and it was going to be dipping down to really cold weather, so let's see if we can get this going 24 hours so there's an opportunity for not just for the people of Moccasin Flats but anybody out on the street that they're able to come in and get out of the cold." The center shares the building with the New Beginning Men's Shed, which opened in November. AWAC board member and Men's Shed co-founder Brent Gores, who works as a trauma counselor, says there's potential to utilize the office space and meeting rooms next to the warming center for on-site addictions and mental health treatment. "Our long-term vision is to provide wraparound services and coordinate with other agencies like Northern Health and Carrier Sakani Family Services on client-centered care," said Gores. "Maybe we could have Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous in the other third of that building." Gore says having the shelter so close to the encampment fills a vital need. "I wouldn't want to be spending a night in minus 30 C in a tent, so it was perfect timing that AWAC took over that space and within the first night they had it open and staffed," said Gores. "Who knows if there was a life or two saved as a result of being open last night, because it happened so quickly." Staff and volunteers spent hours cleaning up the center and removing clutter. The transformation was even more remarkable considering it was a crime scene only a few days earlier. On Friday morning, a man was left critically injured when he was shot in the face by a lone attacker, who has since been arrested. Clients have access to shower and washroom facilities and a locked storage area. Staff will require visitors to follow a shower schedule, a policy that ensures female guests especially feel comfortable about utilizing the facilities. "They're happy that there's structure and supervision," said Abe. "It's a happy story. We had bare bones when we went in there and we're slowly putting everything in there we need to get and everybody that's accessing it is so appreciative." The kitchen area will soon be getting a stove and it will be the main gathering area that will be the future site of weekly Sunday dinners previously hosted in one of the outbuildings of the camp. AWAC outreach workers will continue to pick up people to drive them to shelters. Abe said there's a desperate need for donation of winter boots and other warm clothing and the wellness center also needs towels and toiletries. Other warming centers in the city: House of Friendship, 138 George Street, open daily 7 a.m. midnight. BC Schizophrenia Society, 1131 6th Avenue, 9 a.m. 6 p.m. Tuesday to Friday. Prince George Public Library, 888 Canada Games Way, open at 10 a.m., Monday to Saturday. Other overnight shelters: Active Support Against Poverty, 1188 6th Avenue, 30 beds, 250-563-6112. Association Advocating for Women and Community, 144 George Street, 30 beds, 250-562-6262. Prince George Native Friendship Center, 140 Quebec Street, 21 beds, 19 plus males, 250-563-1982. Prince George Native Friendship Center, 1151 2nd Avenue, 30 beds, all clients 19 plus, 250-563-0895.